talked a little bit about the Chevrolets. They did have Chevrolets. And do you remember any of the German wedding songs they sang?
No, really not. I don't know the special song.
Okay. How about wedding cakes? Do they have wedding cakes?
Oh, yeah, some. They have them specially made by somebody, by a cake maker, so fancy. And
so they got into that too. How about Hochzeitschnaps?
That I really don't know. Schnaps, we didn't get into that hardly any.
Solomon was pretty strict, huh?
Well, that's, yeah. That, with our bunch, it was where we were with Dadwe Schnaps.
That was a no-no.
That was a no-no.
Yeah.
But there was, I know, some had different schnapps and colored it or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. How about homemade beer?
Well,
and
that
weddings?
was in the 20s, I think, when they made homemade beer in this territory, which didn't go up so much, I don't know. We didn't have any.
How about like a wedding gown? Did the brides have wedding gowns, their weddings?
Well, I think whatever they had there was the wedding gown. They were dressed.
They were dressed up.
Dressed up, different than on a work day. Or,
yeah. Did the men wear tuxedos?
Well, some did.
Did they?
I think.
Yeah. How about, did they have decorations for the wedding?
Not that I know where we went. The most weddings when we come to or were invited, that was just a plain home wedding and nothing extra.
Yeah. I remember that they were married and then had a big meal, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
What were some of the...
It's always a meal.
Yeah. And I suppose that was a full meal. That wasn't just cookies and ice cream or candy, huh?
I don't know. Just a good meal. I don't know what all was prepared.
Did they have flowers at the wedding like they do now?
Yeah, flowers.
Yeah. Now we're going to get personal. How did you and Esther meet?
How we meet?
Yeah. How did you meet each other?
Oh, we got used to know each other with years. See, coming to church. They went come to our church once in a while. And
so you met through the church, through religion.
And she was the organ player always. So when she came to our church, she had to play the organ. And when they had a little bit of something, had a small church, was we were in there once in a while. But it was just not all at once. It was just we grew into it. We knew each other from...
Good friends.
Good friends, yeah.
Yeah. Do you sometimes we hear that you know, so many marriages were arranged by the parents? That wasn't true in your case.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell you have to marry so
and
so.
Yeah, and we had to arrange it the way we were able to.
Yeah.
In the 30s, there was where are you going to go? What are you going to start? Where? How are you going to live? So we stayed home as long as possible.
You got any love stories you want to tell us?
No. They wore out. Yeah.
No unusual experiences, or were you ever separated? You wrote letters, or were you always together?
No.
Always together.
Well, we were not far apart, from Danzig to the to the farm.
Yeah.
No, nothing special, or
nothing special or different, or. Alles gut gegangen.
Alles gut gegangen. Yeah. So fast. Don't know where it went to.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were married 50 years and 5 months.
Yeah, that's.
And that went fast.
Had each other a long time.
Yeah, but there's some around here now married 66 years. And still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the next question, you probably answered that. What kinds of occasions were available to meet your spouse? That was mostly through the church.
Yeah, that's...
Not the meetings of
school programs.
School programs, yeah.
Just neighborhood stuff.
Some of the work now, like the men, I'm sure they did the farm work, the milking, and the raising of crops and things like that. What did the women do? What did they do?
The men did not milk cows, really.
Oh, the men didn't?
That was the women's job.
Oh, okay. Now you tell me what the women did now.
Well, to keep take care of the house and the kids.
And the garden.
Garden.
House and the kids.
If you had a place where your own house and your kids to take care of, the wife had job enough.
Yeah.
Cook all the meals for the men when they come home from work.
Yeah. And especially your family had a large family, you know.
Yeah.
They had their hands full.
Well, we were hired out a lot when we were at home in the teens. We were hired out a lot. The boys were all ages. If somebody needed bigger help, Jake has to go, and he was hired out, and this one needs this and that, and so I'd like to hire him for so many months and all this. So I had my chance. I was hired out since school was out. Was hired out when school was out till school starts again. And if I can get Sam, I'm going to hire him for 6 months. And I didn't go for 6 months, though. 2 months, it was enough.
I bet the size of your family, your parents probably never had to hire anybody, or did they hire
people? No, they always give other help. They always come. Some of the neighbors said, if I need help in the house, that need a girl for trashing or so, for cooking, so I go to Solomon, he'll help us out, my dad.
Yeah.
You can have this or that for so and so. Some of them were always gone.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of house trouble.
Yeah. Well, that was...
I was gone. 5 summers I was gone.
Yeah.
From when school was out till school started.
And I suppose the same was true for girls too then, huh?
Well, for some of them, yeah. But the girls didn't go that long.
Not that long.
So?
Do you remember special German foods that your mother cooked or baked?
Oh, gosh. Ich denke, das noch gut.
What were some of them?
All the dough she made.
Baked all the time, huh?
All baked all the time, and a lot of bread.
A lot of bread?
Yeah.
You're trained them.
There were so many things to bake. This and that, this week, this and this week, that. And now it's different. You go to the shopping center and get it.
Yeah. What were some that you liked probably the most, some of the baked stuff?
Oh, at home, there was everything, the Kuchen and the Placenta. Now you go to get something to eat in a hurry, you get a pizza.
Ready done, finished, ready to go, huh? You still, now, do you still eat breads and strudels and Kuchen and dumplings?
Yeah,
you still have them now?
You can eat them in the cafe now, too.
Now you get them there, too, yeah. Anybody in your family sing or play an accordion or any other instrument? Musician?
There was nobody that... Rose played the organ a little bit, but she didn't make no headways. My wife, she's the first one, she was always good. She played organ from 14 years on, that paddle organ. And Danzig was a small town, had no church. When they had church in school, no matter what church, and they got her to play the organ because nobody could play it.
Yeah.
And she played here in church till the last few years. But from ours, none of played. John played the mouth organ. I played the mouth organ a little bit once in a while, but it's not worth it.
Did your parents encourage you to play an instrument?
Well, we didn't have room. My dad always said we should have an organ, but there was no place to put the organ.
No.
Too small a house. And no, none of us got high school or anything.
How about dancing? What did your dad think about that, your mother?
Well, that, in short words, he wanted us not to go.
So you listened and didn't do it, right?
Oh, we had to listen. We behaved pretty good.
Yeah.
We thought so anyhow.
Yeah, you thought so.
We got scolding once in a while, but yeah. No problems.
Now, when your parents had company, were you allowed to stay and visit with the older people there?
No, we went usually in the other room. And we had noise down, we had ball in there and the dog in the, with us, and we played ball and the dog barked. And door opened up once in a while and he said, "This is enough now. Quiet down."
Yeah. If you would have wanted to stay and visit with them, would they let you?
Yeah, they didn't chase us off.
They didn't chase you, huh?
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to listen. You can't...
That's where I got some of this listening from Russia, that little I remember.
Yeah.
Sit there and listen.
Yeah. I was going to ask you a little while ago on music. You say you were never a musician, and yet one of your sons, Vernon, was a good musician. How did he...
Vernon with us?
Yeah.
Well, my dad didn't live much to hear Kevin, Vernie.
Yeah. He wasn't interested in it, and he didn't push you. Did you push him, or did he do it himself, or did he do it on his own?
He went to music school. He did it on his own. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he played for dances here and there with others. Like, they went to Rapid City, or when he was teaching school, weekends they played for dances.
So you encouraged him, even though your dad really
didn't encourage
you. Well,
I didn't stop
him.
Yeah. He was in the band in school all through the years and junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't like it because I had to buy an instrument, but I bought it anyhow.
Yeah.
And I bought him a $25 trumpet from Heitzman, and it was so hard to play, and we didn't know it, and Werner didn't know it. So the teacher once said, it's too hard for you. You could play this trumpet real good, but this is so hard to play. It needs so much wind. You should get a new one. And the new one was $75.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have the $75. But anyhow, we went and bought him a new trumpet. And he was always the first trumpet player. And he went into and had his own band for a while.
Yeah.
He had a marching band in Pierrepont. And down here in Frederick, he played. I wasn't against it. I liked music. And Julia, she played the trombone in the band. So, and whenever there was a band concert, we had to go and we had to take him there. And I didn't turn him down.
Yeah.
We chased a lot after all.
So even though it cost you money for instruments, you were glad you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the way it went. See, with us it was different. We shouldn't. And I was just different then. And
yeah. But that shows you a little bit how life changed, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And that's for the good.
Well,
that's good it was that way. Now, here's one that I asked you a little while ago. Now you get a second chance. If you could sing, could you sing one of the songs that you sang as a child?
Well, I couldn't sing since a child, and I couldn't sing.
You
never could sing.
You couldn't, or you don't want to?
No, I couldn't sing it. It's just like that one says, "In Lauterbach habe ich meinen Strom verloren."
Yeah. I bet you could sing some German songs, though.
Oh, just, no, I wouldn't sing any.
I bet you know some, though.
I know a lot of them, quite a few of them,
You don't want to sing any
at all? I got some tapes here. I like to play them.
Yeah. You don't want to sing any at all?
No.
Even a short one?
Nothing. I'm telling them too much already.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've talked about this a little bit, but it's here, so I'll ask you. What was the attitude of older generation towards dance halls?
I don't know. They were going strong anyway.
Yeah.
If the older ones were against it, why, the young ones had their way anyhow.
Yeah. Did you attend any barn dances at all?
Some.
Some. But that was later on.
It was later on, but we shouldn't have gone then yet. When we found out, we shouldn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we chased for those when we were married already.
Yeah.
But it was just good fun.
Was there, when you were young adults, was there a meeting place for young people, like either in a town hall or
No.
Barn or a home or?
Well, at a home once in a while, like our place was.
Yep.
Pretty much a place.
Neighbors would get together.
Where the young people get gathered, or like by Conrad Cops. And so we had places where we were together.
Do you remember any of the games that you played as a young child? I think we probably answered some of these too already. Go Sheepy Go, you said, and
Skip Kamaloo.
Skip Kamaloo, that's. Any fairy tales or stories that you remember as a youngster?
I couldn't repeat them right, so let them rest.
Let them rest. Were your parents and grandparents superstitious about certain aspects of life? Did they believe in the boogeyman or anything like that? Any superstitions?
No, I don't think. I don't even know.
Walk under a ladder or black cats or anything like that? No superstitions?
No, there was no such a thing.
They didn't scare you with the nachkrab or anything? Anything
oh,
like
they
that?
Said that nachkrab kommt und holt you. What that meant, just let that be.
Never really did come, huh?
That didn't catch.
Now, in the early days, and I think there's some of it now yet, especially at the time when there weren't as many doctors as we have now, were there any certain healing techniques that people used? That they go from home to home or town to town to heal people?
Maybe there was, but not that I remember.
How about sometimes they say people practiced folk medicine or brauching? They brauch.
We heard about that too. But
you don't remember?
You had a ward or something to say you do this and that, and I just heard it. And I can't.
You don't know. You don't remember what they did anymore.
If it could be done or was done, I don't know.
Were there different diseases or illnesses at that time that are different that we don't have anymore today? Anything that we had years ago?
I think we've got more now. I don't know of anything.
Nothing that you can think of. Yeah, I think you're probably right. We have more now. What do you remember about midwives delivering babies, sir, when we didn't have hospitals?
Well, there were no hospitals just for everybody. It's like they got some midwife here or there, whatever, but
were most of your family members delivered by midwife, do you know?
They're never in the hospital, always.
Never, yeah. Anything you know about midwives, or how are they paid?
I don't know. That I don't know. Maybe they didn't get paid.
That could be too.
Yeah,
that could be too. Did your parents use any expressions in other languages? Did they speak anything in Russian or Plattdeutsch or Turkish or French or others?
Oh, my dad used Russian words sometimes, which I didn't know what they mean, but see, there were others from Russia at that time too, and when they come together, they used those words and talked a little bit, and so but what they meant, I don't know.
Okay. Can you remember the name of a German newspaper that you received in your home?
Well, my dad had a Staatsanzeiger.
Staatsanzeiger?
Und a Jährige Rundschau.
Jährige?
Jährige Rundschau.
Rundschau. They were both German.
Yeah.
German newspapers.
Yeah.
Were they weekly or monthly or?
Gosh, I don't know. They were weekly.
Yeah. Did you keep any of them?
No.
You know, you wouldn't have any.
Langfort,
huh? Yeah. Can you still read German?
In print I can read it.
Yeah.
Not as good as English.
Yeah.
In the writing I can't read.
But you could at one time.
Well, my dad teach me how to write my name in German.
Yeah.
but I can write it in German, but if you could get a German letter that somebody can't read and want you to read it, I can't read it.
I bet your dad could read German
pretty
good.
My dad was a good writer.
Yeah, writer
too. He wrote
it
just like those ABC books what the kids got in Sunday school with some writing in. He wrote it with the pen and ink. Always dipped it in the ink.
Oh.
And he wrote it so neat.
Yeah.
And he always taught us how to write plain. And I'm after Julia now. If Julia went to school and got so much school compared to me, and I can't read her writing.
That's right. I think that's true. Look at a lawyer's writing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why
how the doctors, they know so much,
yeah.
And you don't know what they put on to the drugstore.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah. Well, it's like I told earlier when you signed your name, I said, you have nicer handwriting than I do.
Well, if I take my time, but sometimes I get nervous, and if I write a little while, I seem to write slower and smaller.
Yeah.
But if I just want to write, I can write plain enough.
Yeah. What kind of information did your family get from the newspaper? Did they read for certain information, or did they read the whole thing? Were they interested
in
everything?
There was news in from other countries, or this or that. My dad was interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, Maggie was a news writer. Later, just for the local news.
Yeah.
And so was Esther, my wife. She wrote for Danzig News. They were competitors that time. And they wrote a lot of news.
Esther,
my first wife.
Oh, and they were competitors then.
Yes, well, she wrote the country news and she, whatever.
Yeah.
So there was Esther's news and Maggie's news, and they were in the paper a little bit. Sometimes there was a little bit, sometimes more. So people looked at that too.
Oh, yeah.
Who was visiting who?
Yeah, and why?
And a pie social here and there, basket social.
Yeah. How about the funnies or comics?
I never cared for them.
You never cared
for
them? No. Did the newspapers have them at that time, though?
Like, I don't think that my dad with the Staats outside, I don't think
wouldn't
he
have
had
that, yeah. We're going to get into some modern conveniences now. Do you remember when the first, your folks had the first windmill?
It's still to come.
First windmill is still to come.
We lived on the farm all our lives. And I remember our farm when it was built up, and now it's completely gone, and it's water all around. We can't even get there right now. And we never had a windmill. And we never had a pump for a lot of years. We had the rope and pulley and a pail. But the well was so shallow, it was only 8 feet to the water.
Yeah.
And down the hill, just to the west, was a spring that was running the year around. So there was all this fresh water for the livestock, and water was no problem. The biggest problem was carry it into the house, and then the slop pail to carry it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But no windmill ever.
No windmill.
And we had all kinds of livestock on the farm, except sheep. We didn't have no sheep. But we had no goats either, but we had chickens and turkeys and ducks and pigs and...
Did you have a lot of those?
Not a lot. Not too many, but enough to sell some.
Yeah.
And keep enough. But we never had sheep.
How about, you remember the time when you got first telephone, first time you had electricity, or?
On the farm, when I lived with my dad, we never got that far.
You never did?
No, sir. There was still no electricity when I left.
And that was about what year?
When we got it in Danzig, maybe in 48. We were some of the last ones that got it.
The last ones, yeah. How about electricity?
Well, that was electricity.
Okay, yeah. How about telephone?
Telephone, we didn't have telephone in Danzig. We were married a number of years already. Julia went to school already. And she said, we should get the telephone. Oh, I says, that costs extra money and we haven't got enough here yet and this and that and so. Well, you should have a telephone. And I said, sometimes it would be good. I had the truck already going.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all at once she said, I'm going to tell them that they should go and put the phone in. And when I come home once, we had the phone in. And then she called. I didn't know where she was that day. And and I had so many calls already. I says, I told you you needed. And that was, I don't know, quite late. Everybody had a phone.
But she needed it too, though, huh?
She needed it too, yeah. So, from then on, we have a phone.
Yeah. How about the first car? Remember your first car?
Yeah.
What kind was it then?
Well, before I was married, a year before I was married, I got my first car, and that was a 24 Model T coupe. And it was a nice shape. It had wooden wheels.
Wooden wheels.
Yellow wheels. And the fenders were painted black, and the body was green.
Ooh, boy.
And had flower vase on each side, and those shades on. Oh, that was all trimmed up.
That was pretty
I bought
bad.
It from a guy, Bingendorf. He got married, and he sold the car. Well, he wanted $60 for it, and I bought the car for $60. And I bought it, and I used it till I was married. I got married that fall, yeah. And in wintertime, I sold that car to another guy for $60. Then he got married, and that was Richard Nye.
Oh.
So it was sold three times.
That sounds like it was...
For $60.
Must have pretty been...
Well, it was in good shape.
Must have been a pretty fancy-looking car.
Yeah, for us kids, it was a nice car.
Do you have any pictures of it?
No. We did not look. You know, I never owned a camera.
Oh, a camera.
Which I should have.
You never had a camera.
I should have taken pictures, which would have been good for the Jubilee book.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had no pictures. But that's the way it went.
Yeah. How about your first radio? Remember first radio?
That's the same way. And when he says now yet, when he comes home, he says, I remember when you had the first radio in morning at 9 o'clock, he says, now sure. He says, hush up, McCoy's coming on. McCoy was always on every morning at that time. So.
That was a favorite program,
that
huh?
was the favorite program.
Yeah.
And it's still on.
Any other favorite programs?
Oh, there were some, but not really.
But that one you remember?
Amos and Andy.
Yeah.
And... there were some, but I forgot them too, I guess.
I bought television. Remember the first television set?
I wasn't the first one either. Yeah. I waited with that long too. I didn't have the time to sit in. I'm not live for TV.
Is that right? He's even
still
today.
Now I don't still care. Now. Those tapes once in a while, I got a bunch of tapes and I could tire them too.
Yeah.
For me, they could leave the TV where it was.
Yeah, that's... I think that's here to stay, huh?
It's here to stay, but...
Yeah. Do you remember watching Lawrence Welk on TV?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Did you like to watch him?
Yes, later, from Myron Florin. She was the cousin to Werner's wife. So we watched all that a little bit more of what's going on. We knew more than Lawrence. Myron Florin, we knew him. Person. I listen to him once in a while, yeah. It's wearing off.
Yeah, he's been on a long time.
Yeah, I've seen his places, different places. He is in the Wax Museum over in Sacramento. And then he's got his museum down here in Escondido.
Yeah, you saw that, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that too. Have you been over to Strasbourg to see
all this? I've seen, yeah.
You saw all that, yeah.
I seen him before, first night when he had that accordion.
What do you mean, now?
When his dad bought him the accordion, that $400 accordion.
Yeah.
I know where he played the first time.
Is that right?
Over here by Cops, the neighborhood. We were there that night, and you should have seen that yard full with tub buggies and ponies and some cars. That was earlier, what was in 20-some.
So you saw him play with his first new accordion?
Yeah. That was a noise for about 10 days or so, going through the country. Lawrence Welk, he got a new accordion, and he's going to play over here in the barn.
In there, Ashley?
Yeah, the farm is still the place, but there's nothing there anymore.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we were there.
Whereabouts was that from town?
Oh, 6 miles north and about a half a mile to the east.
Who used to live there?
Artney's has this place now. Oh, there's Artney's. Still buildings on the house.
Yeah,
who
used to own it?
Cops.
Oh, Cops.
Yeah. Cops. Well, later, niece Reuben bought it.
Oh.
Or Artney's really did.
Boy, if I tell this Michael Miller that, he'll get all fired up. He'll come out here and want to take your picture or something. Because he's a Lawrence Welk fan.
Yeah, well, yeah. We were too.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Was there a big crowd then?
Oh, gosh, the barn wasn't big enough. There were outside just as many as inside.
Everybody well behaved? Yeah.
No, they had fight.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that.
Upstairs they were going like mad, and down here they were fighting and drinking. Those were rough nights someplace sometimes.
But everybody had a good time.
Well, they thought they had a good time.
Yeah.
But the music was nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that accordion, everybody thought that's something that's only for a certain guy.
He could really play that thing, couldn't he? Okay, now we'll start wrapping this thing up here for this time. The next question here is, which family member do you remember the best? Of all the 13, which one do you remember the best?
With all the work on the years from the beginning on, Pauline would be, with the work she had to take the lead, and we were along with her helping, drove the header, or we hauled hay, and she was the hub of the wheel.
She was the hub of the wheel.
Yeah.
When you grew up, who did you look up to? Your grandfather? Who was your hero? Your grandfather? Your grandmother?
Or? No, see, we weren't, with our grandfather wasn't close to us.
He wasn't close to you.
They lived away, and we had very little to talk or with the grandparents.
Who did you want to be like then?
Well, I just think I did what I liked, I think.
You did what you liked, yeah.
But I was going to go farming first. I thought so. But in those years, there was no good seed. So I bought myself a truck and got it the way I wanted. And that put me to work, and I was busy. But I had to do a lot of shoveling and loading and unloading. That time, I had no hoist on the truck. And I should have had it, but I had no money to buy all that, so I hauled a lot of grain, shoveling.
Anything else you want to tell us about your trucking?
Well,
you used to haul sand too, right? Some gravel?
I hauled gravel, I hauled just anything you'd think of. I hauled machinery, I hauled combines from Kansas up into here and sold them. I loaded one up and hooked one behind. I bought binders in the 40s and from the east when they went into combining, and we didn't have no binders here. Hauled binders here and sold them. So there was always a chance to do something, and I got into it and I done it right.
Yeah. Did you have more than one truck or just the one truck?
For a while I had two.
Yeah, two.
And then I gave Arnold one. He worked down here with it, shared with him.
That's Otto Arnold, yeah.
He done all right. We shared it. I told him, if you want to. And you want to go along with it, I'll let you have the truck and you stay. He went from Danzig. He got it started in Danzig. And then he had no living quarters. He moved down here. And he kept going in Ashley. And we talked the deal over how we're going to do it. And we done it. And he kept going and going. And he done all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little money.
And what year did you retire then?
I think I sold out my farm equipment in 71.
71.
And I think I was 63 that time. I don't know my age for sure, but anyhow, I quit. And then I started working for others. They didn't let me go. I went
there.
And combining, I was out around slaughters and combines and trucks and whatever they needed when I helped.
Seems like when somebody's retired, they don't want you to stay retired.
Still, it's so easy to work. You've got no responsibility. I mean, to arrange this or that, just use that machine.
Yeah, and then you can do what you want or when you want it to.
Yeah,
too.
And when I was done, well, I had nothing to repair or anything. Well, before you know it, there was another one. Are you working or can you do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it went all right.
Anything else you want to say about school, education, church,
no,
family life?
In church, I'm way behind. I don't take much part in church.
Well, you used to, though.
Well, we had to go along with what I mean, that I do this or that like some do.
Well, it should be up to the younger people to do more of that anyway.
Well, I had my offices as on the council and stuff like that, nominating committee.
So, like we say, now it's somebody else's turn, right?
Yeah, when I was young, in the schoolhouses, yet I had to hold the collection, the offering.
Yeah.
We had a little stick with the pocket on there. So
yeah. You did that?
Did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So?
How is your, you got one more question here now. How is your family history and culture being passed on to the next generation? You had hand-me-downs, or you remember things from your parents. Are you doing anything special? You know,
so no, there's nothing that is handed down really that somebody down the dime doing, so.
But you got scrapbooks and things like that? And
some I got old, a scrapbook safe.
Some souvenirs or things, some collections or?
Collections, I've got just the newer stuff like little tractors. Got a little train running. I got that train in 1950 as a door prize, and I still got it.
Still?
It's running, and I play a tape with it, and that pops and it toots. Once and it's a culvert at the Manowski.
Yeah,
cool.
You showed it to me here a few years ago.
Yeah,
you still have it, huh?
Since then I got a tape with it now.
So you
hear the sound.
Yeah.
When he crosses a crossing or the bells ring.
Oh.
So that I got, but otherwise, and the kids want that. Scrapbook I had laying here at the table for long. I looked every now and then, somebody looked at it. Pictures from the paper, how they pulled the combine with horses and so on, which is different now, but.
Okay, I think we'll wrap up this part one for today. We had a good little discussion here. If you think of anything, we'll start with that the next time we have it, if you think of something you'd like to say.
No, what do you expect me to say? What should
I
say?
Well, I got a lot of other questions, so.
You got a question yet?
No, not today.
No,
I think we had a pretty good session today.
I think we got so long that I don't want to listen to the tape.
No, you'll want to listen to it sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all we'll do today. We'll finish up October 12th here for today. Okay, we're ready for our second set of questions in this interview. I want to correct an error I made yesterday when we signed off. I said this is it for October 12th. This is only May 12th. This is May. Yesterday was May 12th, 1997. So part two, this is the evening of May 13th, 1997. May 13th, a Tuesday night. So I wanted to make that correction before we got into it. And then one other thing, we talked about dwarfs and fooders. You explained what a dwarf was, but what's a fooder?
Well, that's what they use, which I understood it means like a colony or a little village or something. Fooders, they had different names, and I think it was just like maybe a little village or something.
Yeah, so some...
They used that word, well, maybe it means something else.
So somebody lived in this fooder and another one was in another fooder.
Yeah.
So something like a settlement or a village or...
A location or...
A location of some kind, yeah. Okay. Okay, now we'll go into a section here on courting and marriage and relationships. What did your parents or teachers tell you about marriage?
They didn't tell us nothing. The most they said, you better wait another year. This is a drought year and there's no chance to get married or this. They just tried to postpone it, which we did.
Postpone, pushed it off, and then you listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, we had to listen to them.
Yeah. What did you learn of marriage from seeing your parents' relationship? By watching them, what did you learn of a marriage?
Well, we didn't know any better. We just thought that gotta go that way. That's the right way.
That's the right way.
We didn't know anything else.
So, did they have a pretty good life, marriage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Raised a big family.
Yeah.
And a small home.
Yeah. And then they encouraged you to do the same thing.
Well, whatever good. We got, we could do what we were able to do.
Yeah. Yeah. How did your marriage differ from your parents' marriage? Anything that you notice is different from your marriage, from your parents?
I don't know what went on those years. I just don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we touched a little bit on this yesterday. Were the marriages of your parents or grandparents arranged or coupled? Were they
I wouldn't know. I heard that word off and on, this and that, so and so, couple this and couple that, or so and so, but really there was nothing going on that I can remember. Nobody.
So
but the talk was this word couple, yeah. They used that years ago.
But as far as you know your father and mother or grandparents weren't coupled then?
No, that's too far.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit about family life. What did your parents teach you about raising children?
Really nothing. That's right. But they told us to belong to a church and go to a church.
Go to a church.
So they pushed church.
They taught by example, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever they did, they figured that you should do the same thing.
They teached us to do about what they did. See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we had to follow. We did follow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were some of the most important traits or virtues that you learned from them that helped you be a good parent? Some things they did that you noticed that helped you be a good parent.
Oh, well, he always told us, be honest and keep busy. If you are put to work, work and satisfy. Even if you don't like it, but do the work the way you're told.
Be a hard worker and an honest person.
Honest person.
Straight shooter.
Straight shooter, and, whatever they call it. Yeah.
And you'll go a long ways, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty good characteristics. Did husbands and wives have equal authority or rights in making major decisions? Were they both about the same as far as authority was concerned?
I think they all talked about their rights and what to do this way or that way or until they agreed on something. So they were both satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Their way.
Yeah. Your dad didn't act like he was the boss and nobody else had anything to say.
Well, he put us to work.
He did the work. Well, when you have a family that large, you gotta get some work out of them.
Well, he was all right. They managed it, I think.
Yeah.
Very good for them.
Pretty good.
Out alone on the prairie.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, family of that size, boy, and everybody turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everybody was successful. Were you able to express your feelings of anger or sadness or fear or criticism as a child? If there was something you didn't like, could you express your...
Well, it was just way the most of it was just keep quiet and keep it. No argument or asking or what, just get over it.
Mind your own business and do as you're told. And
always there's a brighter day ahead.
Brighter day ahead. How was love and affection shown in your family?
Well, I think the full way, I think. The way it should be.
They showed that they cared for you and all that. And
everybody cared for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Who showed more direct affection and how? Your mother or your dad? They're both about the same? Or?
I would say they both done their part.
Mm-hmm. They shared in that responsibility.
Yeah.
In a family of that size, was there competition between the girls and the boys?
In what way?
In your family. You had 14. Was there a lot of competition between you, or did you all get along pretty good?
We had no problems.
You had no problems.
One for all and all for one.
That's pretty good motto.
Sure.
And your parents probably made sure that that's the way it was.
Well, they didn't like arguments.
Yeah? Yeah. Did they ever argue in front of you?
Oh, not really, but they explained things and told us this or that. This you can do and this you cannot do with this.
Yeah.
It's a shame to do that, and so they want to be respectful.
If any of your kids got into trouble, how did they discipline you if you did something they didn't want you to do?
Well, it was just all by talking and explaining. There was no fighting around or anything, just explaining and get it settled as good as it was. And
if they kind of set the rules and all that stuff, you knew what to do to...
Really didn't have no trouble with me.
No trouble at all. Yeah. Were there any changes between your generation and your grandparents' generation as far as family life was concerned?
From their life, I wouldn't know nothing. I wouldn't know.
Would you say you treated your children the same as you were treated, pretty much, or was there a change?
I was on that track. I figured I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
But you tried.
We done it pretty good so far.
Yeah. So you brought them up by, you follow my example, you look at what I do, and that's what you did, and that's what your kids, you were hoping your kids would do too.
I told them, when they went to college and this and that, I told Julia, if you are told to do this like what my dad told me, do the work whether you like it or not, or it's too heavy or not, but do all you can, try to get it done.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you come home and tell us.
Don't complain about it.
Don't complain.
But just to them, you come back and tell us. I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good philosophy. If there were any disagreements between family members, how were they settled?
I really couldn't say there was any, that we had to just the special settlement or one. Mm-hmm. We didn't run into that trouble.
Yeah. Well, like you said a little earlier, maybe you just talked about it and talked it over and discussed.